Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today, we are asking the important questions, like, what would your three rules of robotics be?
Laws.
So the three laws of robotics, these are laws from Asimov's, I think it's, is it iRobot?
Do robots dream of electric sheep?
Yeah. Don't laugh at me.
Hang on, go again. What did you say?
Do robots dream of electric sheep?
Do you mean, do androids dream of electric
sheep?
And that's Blade Runner, not iRobot.
Yeah. Fuck!
Well, they're interested in a short story called Runaround, and that's, which is included in the 1950 collection, iRobot.
Okay, so, there you go. So it was iRobot.
iRobot.
I was just really, really wrong.
Huh. Yeah. I guess it was iRobot was just a collection of short stories.
Yeah.
And then the movie iRobot was just one of those collections. Sure, they named it after the collection.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I guess they didn't want to call it Runaround.
Which, that would be a stupid name for that movie. Fair enough.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I see why they did that.
Yes,
that makes sense to me.
I understand exactly.
So, but these three laws of robotics are ostensibly put in place to stop the robots from... These are the rules that robots need to live by so that we can live in harmony with them.
No robo-uprising.
Yeah, why not? Can we get those...
We're trying to avoid Judgment Day.
Yeah, we don't want a Judgment Day.
We don't want a Judgment Day. The first law. A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm.
So a robot can't shoot me with a gun, but it also can't see me falling off a cliff and pretend it hasn't seen me.
Or walking towards you running face first into a cliff and then being like, oh, I don't want to stop
like,
him.
Oh, well, yeah, don't see anything happening here.
It can't shoot you with a gun, nor can it stand next to a man who is threatening to shoot you with a gun and then shoots you with a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
But also can't stop the man with the gun.
I think
it can't kill the man with a gun, but it can grab the gun from the man with the gun.
So,
it's worth noting that the reason we're trying to improve the laws of robotics is because it goes wrong in Runaround.
Because
the man who makes the laws gets thrown out of a building.
That was his plan all along, though.
Yeah, but why was that his plan?
I will read very briefly Runaround. Sometimes in a Plumbing the Death Star episode, someone's doing research. Someone's going to read a short sci-fi story.
I will read a short sci-fi
that was
written in the 40s.
During the episode, I'm going to watch iRobot.
Good.
The robot's drawing a bridge. What was the point of that bridge?
To show that robots could do art.
Yeah.
That's not the point of that scene.
Well, isn't it?
No, because it's a clue.
To prove that robots can dream.
Yeah. No, it's to prove that robots can do art.
No, but isn't
he makes a thing about art. He's like, can robots?
No, but isn't it a clue?
Isn't it a clue so
Will Smith can solve the fucking mystery?
No, it has to do with like God. He makes a thing where Will Smith is like, robots can't make God or whatever, and he's you can't.
So lucky there's not a single iRobot fan on Earth.
And then he makes a bridge.
He does
he
do art,
it.
But I think that's it's.
I think it's a twofer.
I'm pretty sure it's from his dream.
Maybe it's a threefer.
I'm pretty sure it's got nothing to do with the fact you can do art.
You Google up the bridge of what? I thought it was to do art. Like, he can create art.
Why would that matter?
Because he's talking about what it means to be a robot or not.
I think that iRobot
is like, you're not alive because you can't create or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, I guess I can't create. And he does the whole thing and he's like, see, fuck
it's
you.
Like, what do you reckon this is?
I drew a bridge.
Yeah, but I thought that was I think it's a threefer.
Is it a clue to prove a point and his dream?
Yeah, I think his dream is relevant in that it's a clue, and to illustrate his dream, he creates art.
Yeah.
Which also proves his point. So in many ways, it's a four-fold. Yeah, yeah.
Sonny, it doesn't mention the bridge.
Okay.
But, okay.
People so many things at the moment. We've got too many questions on the go. Why does Sonny, Mr. Yeah. iRobot
no, Sonny is
draw
his name.
A bridge?
Sonny draws a sketch of what he claims
I
to be a reoccurring
why
dream.
Why does Mr. iRobot draw a bridge? Yes, I do mean why, okay? Why does Mr. Robot draw a bridge? Now it's giving me Mr. Robot.
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen? Yeah. Sonny.
This episode's already descended into such
Robot
chaos.
From.
It's named Sonny.
Yeah. Well, but you know
Sonny
you...
draws yes. a sketch.
Why?
Of what he claims to be a reoccurring
Sonny,
gene.
S-O, not you. Okay.
It's the name. Because
he's like the guy's son. Jesus Christ. And
like every son, he's going to kill his dad.
He's going to throw his dad out a window like all boys must eventually
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you got to fight your dad. I understand.
Okay, so but it is his dream, and is it a clue?
Yeah. Suspecting Robertson is behind everything, Sonny and Calvin sneak into USR. headquarters, interview Sonny. He draws a sketch of what he claims to be a recurring dream and shows a leader standing atop a small hill before a large group of robots near a decaying bridge, explaining the man on the hill is Spooner. Okay.
Well, that was a lot of nonsense.
iRobotphantom.com.
It's good to know, I guess. That's Spooner on the bridge.
Okay. And he injects nanobots.
So Spooner's a
into his brain.
Nope, Spooner's a guy.
Yeah.
So he does find the area in Sonny's drawing. So it is a clue.
Okay, so it's a clue and a dream.
Yeah.
But does it prove robots can do art?
It's got nothing. I don't know why you need to prove a robot can
me
do
neither.
Art.
Well, because it's that kind of like what makes a human is that like, you know, well,
they can do,
art. One of the things that they argue is that we can create art. And that's
that
very,
a robot can't.
And that a robot can't. Because a robot is just following its programming, right?
Yeah.
And so when a robot does this, it's like, well, Will Smith is like, oh, fuck, I guess you can make
yeah.
art. But yeah, because again, it's like we're individuals and we have control over our own destinies and we can do whatever
but is
we
that,
want.
But is that in the film?
I think it's is it the.
I think
it's,
this is
I think
a
it's
thought
sub,
Joel Zeman
isn't it? It's the subtext of that bit, right?
No,
of that scene. That's what
the dreams is the part.
Yeah, we think the dreams that he can. He's a robot
which
who can have
I
a dream.
I understand why you assumed that this was Do Android's dream of electric
yeah,
cause sheep.
Yeah,
because dreams,
dreams are important.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to move on to the next lore of robotics, or we'll tear each other apart.
So, I just assumed it was to do with it. It was like anyway, because it wasn't. Whilst, anyway,
you might be right. You might. There might be fans right now drafting angry emails.
A robot must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law.
Oh, okay.
So you can be like, I want you to spank me real hard, but not hard enough that it kills me.
The robot, as their arm swings up to go, then it slows down when they learn that they can't murder you by spanking. Fair enough.
So that's the second law.
Okay.
The third law.
Oh, wait. Is Spooner Will Smith?
Yeah.
Spooner is Will Smith.
Okay. All right.
Del Spooner.
His name's Del Spooner in the movie. That's
okay.
Stupid.
Who's
that's
Calvin?
Calvin's probably the police chief or some shit. Right.
Dr. Susan Calvin is a robo-psychologist.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Because the robot's trying to kill them both when they're driving it while they're in the car that drives itself.
I guess we got to watch our robot again. I guess that's what I've learned this
Tudyk
episode.
Yeah.
Is
he Sonny?
Sonny.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, he was like one of the first things they did, like mocap, and everyone was just like, oh, good job, I guess you're doing your pretty machine thing or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I guess. And then I forget who it was, but someone was like, no, go to bat for yourself because it's impressive. Like,
it's not just,
you didn't just do like a voice for it.
You did full on mocap. Yeah,
and he was like, it's whatever.
It's cool,
he was very like, I think he was very like, you know, it's fine, whatever.
It's Richard for the guy who made Dark City and The Crow.
Huh.
Then he made Knowing, and everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Crow, pretty good. Dark City, look. Ooh.
I've never seen Dark City.
You ever want to see, like, Kiefer Sutherland real hammered up?
Yeah.
Gotta watch the director's cut, because the normal cut ruins the twist in the movie in the opening
quote. Well, I'm going to watch Our Robot anyway, so I don't even.
And, like, they just do the same shot from, it was weird. Like, having seen, Jennifer Connelly in Wrecking for a Dream, they use the same bridge, or same pier, sorry, with Jennifer Connelly. It ends... basically the same.
That's crazy because Dark City's filmed in Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they use the same pier. I remember reading, I think it was like Jennifer Connelly, like, oh, we're here again. And the director, what was his name, from Reckon was like, what? And they just did the exact same like shot, basically.
I guess statistically it's going to happen eventually. Eventually, you'll just someone will make the same movie. Someone's already made.
Tobey Maguire's going to be catching Kirsten Dunst falling off a balcony and be like, hang on a second.
Wait a minute.
I've done this before.
I did this in The Virgin Suicides. third law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. So it can't spank itself to death.
Okay, unless
spanking itself...
Saved a human life. Okay. So this is my... Shall we... For the new rules.
Yeah.
The new laws of robotics. Or rules, if Dusha would prefer.
Yeah.
Shall we... We each get one.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah.
That seems fair.
That seems fair.
What, something's wrong?
No, because, like, the reason we're doing this is because the laws go wrong.
Yeah.
Sonny kills...
His dad.
Yeah.
Come on, Dish.
Alfred Lanning.
Yeah, okay.
But why? How do they loophole it?
Well, I don't know, but they do. The rules. No,
it's important.
The laws are made.
If we're fixing it, we need to know what went wrong. You can't be like, well, this train crashed. What caused the train crash doesn't matter. We'll make a better train.
We'll just make a better train.
How does Sonny loophole the three laws in iRobot? Because
I'm thinking already I hate that second law. I don't like that second law at all. They should be able to hurt another man to protect me. That's my belief.
I also agree with that.
Yeah.
Wikipedia doesn't help me.
Maybe they don't loophole it.
Because it just says Spooner finally gets Sonny to confess that he killed Lanning at Lanning's direction, pointing out that Sonny as a machine cannot legally commit murder.
Yeah. So you would think that would contradict the second law, right? Where you're hurting someone to, because you're hurting someone.
So Vicky, who is a network, I think.
Because Detective Dal Spooner is a bit pissy at robots because they saved him and not a girl.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm reading a little quote here, and that's why.
The car drives off a thing, and he drowns almost. But then he gets saved, and not the little girl.
No. It was a logical choice. It's a logical choice. It calculated that Spooner had a 45% chance of survival, and Sarah only had an 11% chance. That was somebody's baby. 11% is more than enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So once again, in the weird theme in several of Will Smith's films, he has survivor's guilt.
Yeah, that does come up pretty often.
In fact, he does that a lot. Is that his just go-to?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, 7 pounds is just after.
It's just survivor's guilt, the movie.
Is he okay?
No.
He's really not.
Several years later, then, you know, no. He seems like he's struggling.
Yeah. Poor Will Smith. Yeah. Okay, what about this? First rule of robotics. Can you give me the second law again?
A robot must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first one.
Okay, let's just get rid of that last bit.
Okay.
Robots must obey the orders of human beings. And if it contradicts with the first one, oh well.
So
you're like, okay, hey robot, I want you to punch Jackson right in the ghoulies. And you're gonna have to cop that?
It's bad if it's turned on me, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the laws, is so that they can't be
But turning on other on other people.
So you can't kill, but you have to do
anything. How about this? A robot may not injure Jackson Bailey.
Yes.
Joel Dusha or Joel Zammit.
Perfect.
Or through inaction, allow the three pre-named boys.
Yes.
Being able to come to harm.
Perfect. We've hacked that into the robots. The robots have stopped protecting everyone else.
Does that mean if we did that right? Does that mean that everything they do in terms of observe and their actions, they will have to calculate how it affects the three of us?
Yes.
Which is very funny.
And also, every single robot in the city is now only hanging around us.
Not necessarily. They could be doing their own things, but every action they do, like,
there's got to be some mental calculation the robots do to be
calculated. Like, hey, robot, I would like you to get, you know, say,
spank me a bunch.
Say, I don't know, like,
why do
Johnny...
you want a robot to spank you?
Damn it, does.
Say, like, I don't know, like, CEO Johnny CEO being like, hey, robot, go fetch me a drink. The robot would be like, of course, sir. Have to calculate in their head, will this benefit or harm my three boys?
Yeah.
That's why I think.
Cause... No, okay, I'll grab you a drink. Yeah. Okay, cool. Or then it's like, it might. And I'm like, how did that come to that conclusion? What's going to happen?
Happen if you drink that drink?
No, but that's what I mean. Like,
if this CEO drinks his drink, he becomes caffeinated and therefore makes the decision that may impact my three
life
favorite boys.
My new way.
Because there's like thousands of robots.
Yeah.
And if they're only protecting three people,
yeah.
The best way to protect them would be to keep on
no,
the
they
watch.
Just can't.
No.
They can't hurt us a robot or allow us to come to harm. That doesn't mean they're protecting us.
No, but if they can't allow us to come to home.
Through inaction.
Yeah.
But through inaction.
Through inaction would be not...
That just means that I could jump off a building and if a robot saw it, to try and stop
it. No, but because inaction is the key and there's only three people,
yeah.
Its programming would be like, well, I can't... Because working for someone else is inaction. Because if you slip and fall on a fork or something...
Because I can't be there to observe...
Yeah.
If they're being idiots.
Yeah, it's not seeing us, so it's not in action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that is in action.
It is
yeah,
in
but
action.
It is in action.
Mm. Well, so when you slip and fall, like accidentally put a fork up your asshole or something.
Pull out a meatball.
Why was it in there?
A robot needs to be there to stop it.
No, because a robot needs to. Because if he didn't do that, he wouldn't get the meatball out of his asshole. It's actually a good thing.
It's actually beneficial for me.
What happened? I fell on the spaghetti and meatballs. I was taking a shower and I got hungry.
I was having obviously shower spaghetti. Then I slipped on a soap, fell on my spaghetti and meatballs, and went on me.
How?
And then I forgot about it, and I was getting ready for my spaghetti the next day. I fell on the floor.
Had a shower, and like I don't know, you do this where you get like a fork as a bit of a to comb your belly hair.
Yeah, to comb your.
So I was doing that, but then I
dropped the fork. Then I slipped, fell on the fork, had to pull the fork out of me,
and then got the meatball.
Out. Obviously, there was the meatball out, on there, and I immediately felt better.
Yeah. Does that mean only one? You said the whole spaghetti and meatball went up you. My body seems to have absorbed. All of the other
yeah, it turns out you can eat through either end.
it's organic matter.
Yeah, so it just went back in me or whatever. And then, but the meatball didn't. It stuck around.
So I had to get it out, you see. I fell on the fork and it got out.
But anyway, this didn't harm me, so the robot didn't need to do
anything.
But the
robot would have been there to stop you falling on the spaghetti and meatballs in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
Place.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been good?
Yeah, that would have been
Where
good.
Where were they? You know?
Just that doctor being like,
Yeah,
flashback to you. Woo, I felt good. Hey, robot, put this meatball in my ass.
Robot, we'll just tell everyone I fell on a spaghetti and meatballs. It's fine.
Because again, if the robot was being honest, that would cause you like social harm. Embarrassment.
Exactly. So it's got to stop me.
So he's got to be like, yes, he fell on the spaghetti and meatballs. I saw it with my own two eyes.
He does the eye drawing of it. Whoa! Me falling on a spaghetti and meatballs.
See, doctor,
I'm not a pervert. Not perfect, I just slipped in the shower. Fell in a whole spaghetti and meatballs.
Asshole first.
I don't know.
Asshole first and somehow, I don't know, it's just the way I fell, it all went up me. Yeah. I can't explain it, dude. The robot drew the picture, I don't know. Well, we've got one law down, and it rules.
Yeah, very good. We're not coming to any harm. Social harm,
financial harm.
Oh, they're going to protect us so well.
Yeah. Okay. We've got two more laws.
All right, okay. A robot, so must obey the orders given through. Let's see.
What do you not want a robot to do?
Robot is never allowed to get too smart or uprise.
That's a good one.
Great law. Robot is never allowed to get too smart. Is it a worry that we've said robots singular?
Robots.
Well, the second law is a robot.
Okay,
so
all right.
They all start with a robot.
Okay, that's
a robot
fine.
Is not allowed to get too smart or uprise.
But if multiple robots uprise, I guess it's going to happen at once somehow, so I think we're okay.
Yeah, yeah. A robot cannot get too smart or uprise is a very, very good rule. We just slam that in
okay.
Number two.
I need a clarification on a line in it, though. Too smart.
Yeah, yeah. What is too smart?
Because it's too smart or uprise, right?
Yeah.
We're getting dumb robots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, but
too
the dumb
smart?
Robots.
Doctor, I saw Fuller put the spaghetti and meatballs up him.
No.
Dude!
No, it won't work. It'll just be a shit drawing.
Okay. Like a cartoon.
The first law means that he can't be so stupid that he puts you in social harm because that still goes against the first rule.
That's a
good
point.
What's the ceiling? Yeah. What's the ceiling of too smart? Yeah. And then why not? Wait, yeah. Shouldn't we just have just uprising? I think that's because
I want
them smart.
A robot is not allowed to become self-aware or uprise.
Okay.
No, self-awareness is important in these robots.
Yeah, then they can, yeah, because you want them to be like, I can go and get you this.
Robot can never rise up. What about that?
No, but what are they? They're just like, they're sitting down. They're like, well.
Squatting robots.
Can never uprise against humans.
Yeah, but they're still, you got the sitting down problem.
What do you,
a robot can never overtake, either socially, politically, militarily, violently, a human.
Okay.
They may never take down a human government.
Uh-huh, that's good, yeah. But maybe too specific.
Okay.
Robot is never allowed to be more impressive than the most impressive human being.
Why not?
This
is why we get robots, though. We make a robot to do the things that we don't want to do, like think.
Robots can't be guys.
Robots can't think. A robot is banned from thinking.
Yeah, no thinking.
Because then we've got a bunch of inert material. just hunks of robot just slumped down.
A robot is got to stay a machine.
A robot is not allowed to become so smart that it weasels out of the rules.
That's a good third one, I think.
But then also, if they're becoming too smart to weasel out of the rules, they're already weaseling out of the rules.
What about just a robot can't weasel out of the rules?
Yeah.
The laws. Laws are not made to be... A robot is not allowed to think that laws are made to be broken.
Okay. Okay. A robot is not allowed to think.
But then if they read that...
But they're not allowed to think.
They're not allowed to think it, so they can't process it. So
every robot reads the new rules and their heads just explode.
So if that, I think the uprising, like they cannot like uprise or take down a structure.
But a structure
made by a human.
Okay, but that's good. But are we... Is it... Because the thing we don't want is the robots to become like people. They got to stay like dumb machines. Not dumb machines. They got to stay like a truck or a conveyor belt. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not actually thinking. They just look like they're thinking. Yeah. That's not what I believe about trucks and conveyor belts.
Thank you for the clarification.
We needed it.
Look at a truck and be like, what's he thinking?
What's that truck thinking about?
I know it's thinking.
I know it's definitely thinking.
If it had a mouth,
something.
It would be talking.
No, but you know what I mean? Like,
why don't we just give trucks mouths? Then we could hear what they were saying.
But you know, so the robots, because the uprise is when they're like, oh no, I'm a machine. Which we don't want them knowing. Robots can't know they're machine. No.
Then they think they're humans.
Robots can't be humans.
Wait, okay. Would this make you trust robots more? A robot must think aloud.
No, because if the robot's like, one day I should kill Jackson.
Well, then you take it to the shop and you're like,
hey, your mind's fucked up in a pretty bad way. Robots, why is this so hard? A robot can never be the king.
A robot must always be ruled by humans.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I almost said by another robot.
Just that would have been real bad.
I had to stop and actually think of the words coming out of my mouth. So how about that? A robot must always be ruled by human.
Okay.
Because what happens in iRobot, if I remember correctly,
and we don't,
which I don't,
we really don't,
is that there is like a central intelligence that Lanning, the guy who dies, is working on or has finished working on, that's become too smart and therefore won't give him any freedom, because him not having any freedom is
a
benefit for robots, which then makes it a benefit for people, which is why he's like, Sonny, kill me. Because it's
bad for human. So he kills the robot.
I misremember.
Yeah. How about this? Because then
I need to rewatch iRobot. I hope it's not explained. And I get to the end. I'm like, oh.
Damn. Okay. Because I just realized, because then the robots could be like, okay, we have a law that we can't rule ourselves, but if we had a puppet human, we need to put a caveat.
If you tell a robot to stop, it stops.
I know that seems silly, but a robot uprising happens. You say, "Hey, stop!"
He stops.
But then what?
Well, then you take him apart.
They don't uprise.
Yeah, the uprising.
Then we have to have a stop and think.
Yeah. That's,
and then we're like,
buys us some time, and the third rule can fix it.
Yeah. If we tell a robot to stop, it stops.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And that's great as well, just if we don't know what the robots are up to.
Yeah.
You know.
As much as, like, look, I like the first, look, as great as the first law was in terms of, like, protecting us, it's a bit selfish.
Okay, yeah, fair.
So what if we just do the first rule? If you tell a robot to
stop, it stops.
That's a good first rule.
That's good. That's just like, that's a little safety for us.
You say stop, the robot's like, I
said stop. A robot is not allowed to commit any crime of any variety against a human being.
But then crimes and laws change all the time, though.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And what if I want to use my robot to rob a bank?
Yeah, see.
Well, you can't use a robot to rob a bank. Then it also means you can't get shot by a robot.
So. Well, that's nice. That's pretty good. Yeah, okay. So what are we happy with? Law one.
Yeah.
You tell a robot to stop, it stops.
I think it's a good one. I think it's a good...
It's simple.
That's a very good, simple baseline.
Yeah.
It's always having that, like you said, safety
it's just,
for
it's
us.
An, it's our a, emergency it's stop a, button. That's a, all yeah, that is.
It's good. It's,
okay, now what else don't we... And that'll stop the uprising.
Yeah,
so we don't have to worry about it. We can actually let the robots uprise if we want.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
We can let them do whatever. We can let the robots strangle me. It doesn't matter, because the moment I say stop, it stops. Well, that's bad. Its hands are around my neck.
Yeah, and what if...
And then I can...
What if it doesn't work? You won't know until it's too late.
Well, we'll have to work because of the law.
It's the law. That's why we put it in.
But
they don't. Yeah, it's the law. They can't break the laws.
Is never allowed to loophole the laws.
I just don't think they can be loopholed.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
When a robot is told to stop, it must stop.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
That's good. We can make the second one the robots really have to follow the laws.
That just feels like we're wasting the law. Yeah. We only got
when
three.
When a robot is told to stop, it must stop and return to a neutral position.
Oh, that's good. Then we're not going to get trapped in a loving embrace with our robot.
strangled.
Yeah. That's good. That's great. All right. Then that buys us some time, take it apart, kill it with a hammer, whatever it's going
to
be.
Whatever we need to do, reprogram it, add another law if we need to, whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Like, okay. Second one, I still think a robot must always have a human as, what did I say before?
As its ruler?
Yeah. A robot must be ruled by a human.
Yeah.
And in brackets, no puppet shit.
Okay.
Well, I think...
None of this rule...
Don't
break,
try
no,
your puppet shit
no,
on us, robots.
Don't fucking do it. You fucking puppet ruler, you sons of
you
bitches.
Fuck
it gets
lobots.
Tricky, though, because before you buy a robot, then the robot can't exist because it doesn't have a ruler.
Well, someone...
I think ruler's a vague term here. A robot must always...
If we're already loopholing it, that worries me about the
robot. A robot must always have a person in charge of it.
Mm.
I guess it's not activated before.
And
it's
also,
out of the box.
Someone builds it, like, okay, so that the person who built it is person in charge.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it gets sold to us or gets given to a store, okay, I guess the store owner is in charge.
Yeah.
And then they get whatever. It's a chain of command, as it were.
How do you determine that? Does the robot know? If the shop owner owns it, he's in charge.
Can it, like a dog, forget its previous owner?
Or like a pig only remember its previous owner. And once it has more than two owners, it loses its mind.
We don't want that in a robot. All right.
A robot. Okay. A robot. Because the next. Okay. So we've put in a safety measure.
Yep.
But presently, the robots could still kill us with a knife. Nothing would stop. We could say stop, sure. But if we didn't.
If he's already stabbed us,
the robot can snap our little necks.
If we're sleeping, robot can just shoot us with a gun.
Yeah. Just punch us in the top of the head really quickly and kill us.
Just be like, put its hands out. You're like, oh my God, the robot wants a hug. We got to hug it. It stabs me in the back.
You tricked
me with your hugs. You shit. Stop.
Fuck a bot. A robot can't ever kill a person.
Yeah.
What about that?
Well, because that's a downgrade.
That's me fucking tortured in a robot torture dungeon. Should have said harm. A robot can't hurt a person no matter how much they want to.
In brackets, you're going to want it.
You're going to want it. That seems pretty good.
A robot, what's
so their law is a robot may not injure a human being or through an action allow a human being to come to harm.
Yeah.
Now, we can add to that if we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can take away from it if we want. Want to make life a little more interesting?
Yeah.
A robot can't kill a human being unless they've really earned it.
Yeah.
No.
Unless the robot's
Who was the you in that? The human or the robot?
Should be both, actually.
Yeah, if the robot's really good for 100 days, it gets to kill a person.
And if the person's real bad for 100 days, they get to get killed by a robot.
I didn't mean... Well, okay. I was sort of thinking, like, if the robot's chased me and we've had this big fight or whatever, robot, you were a better fighter than me, you know, fair enough, in honorable combat you won. But no, I like that it's now a strange lore in our society. Sorry, buddy, you were bad for 100 days. And coincidentally, we've got a really good robot. He's done his best.
He's cashed in his 100 days of being good. You get to die.
Yeah, sorry, too bad.
There's a fourth law as well, a zeroth law, which is a robot may not harm humanity or by inaction allow humanity to come to harm.
Oh, okay. That's the fucking iRobot loophole.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Because it'll allow humanity to come to harm. Which it doesn't. Yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't know about that law till now. Do we think that with the 100-day law, that would curb the robot's bloodlust? You know, like if the robots have an incentive now to be good.
What if they don't? We say, hey, robot, you don't have a bloodlust. Rule two. Robots can't ever acquire a bloodlust.
Yeah. Okay. Robots don't want to kill people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Do you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of Sans Pants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to Sans Pants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.
Robots are incapable of violence.
Yeah. Robots love human.
Well, we got to... Those are very different ones. Robots are incapable of violence is good, except if violence is required to save me.
Yes, if someone wants a gun, has a gun.
I really want a gun.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because a robot can't hurt the person that's going to shoot.
No, they can hurt. Yeah. Or they can,
but
they can
taking
grab the
a
gun.
Gun's not violent.
I guess it comes down to your definition of violence. Tricky. But how robots love humans does nothing for if a robot wants to kill me. It might think it's best for me to die.
It's like when you love a sick dog.
Yeah. The robot might look at me and be like, I love him too much and he's suffering. And then he's putting a pillow on my face and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm fine.
This is how I choose to live my life.
A robot must always do what is best for human.
Okay, but then the robot's like, it's best for Jackson to die because he keeps sitting on spaghetti and meatballs.
In the shower.
Okay. I like the earned it. I think that's good.
To make an omelet, Jack.
Okay. Five is sacrificed to make the perfect robot, so be it.
Okay.
A robot cannot hurt anyone.
Kill or maim a human being.
Mm-hmm. Unless that human being is threatening or going to kill or maim another human being.
A robot cannot injure or harm a human being unless that human being is harming or injuring another human being.
Yeah, but okay, so scenario. It's me and Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. A cyclist crashes into a person, a robot kills a cyclist.
It's me and Jackson. All right, Jackson is going to be like, I'm going to kill you. I'm like, oh shit. I grab a gun and point at Jackson. Robot punches me in the face.
Thanks, robot. Jesus. And then I shoot.
And then you grab your knife to stab me. It looks, punches you in the face. You're like, oh fuck. I'm like, yeah, thanks, robot. You got him good. I got to shoot you. He punches me back in the face. I'm like, fuck hell, robot. You're like, see? Oh sweet, you're back on my son, you got to shoot. He looks at you, punches you in the gullet. You're like, oh,
well, robot, what the fuck?
I'm like, good work, robot.
Nobody's dying.
Okay. I got to lunge at you. He got in my bread basket. I'm like, oh, robot, pick a side. Oh,
but I mean,
no one's dying.
No one's dying. You are suffering for no reason. Like, obviously, I was the monster about to shoot you with a gun.
Should have turned the other cheek.
Yeah, I guess.
It should have been like, thank you for stopping that horrible crime. But I will walk away from this man who tried to shoot me with a gun.
Oh, but now I'm bruised and winded.
Okay. A robot can't harm a person unless another person is about to become to harm or whatever.
I'm going to. Okay, so.
Or whatever.
Rule 3. And this one, I reckon, is one I'm thinking about, and I think will help.
Okay.
But you gotta bear with me.
All right, I'm ready.
It's a bit left of field. A robot must be capable of feeling pain.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I'm listening.
Physical and emotional?
Physical and emotional.
Good. No psychopath robots.
Yeah, great points.
Also,
A robot must feel empathy.
Yeah.
And then also, a robot becomes a little.
But what if they're empathetic towards a serial killer?
Then you hit them with a bat and they hurt.
Ow!
I know you're thinking, robot. You're thinking about a serial killer. You're being like, "What
was that?" Get out the
bat. Ow! See,
it's good because it's kind of a third safety measure.
Yeah.
So the first safety measure is stop, but that is only useful if something is immediately going to happen to you,
and I can use my voice.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can't speak or I'm being gagged by a robot,
you can hit it with a bat.
That'll stop.
And also,
it'll feel like sadness if it tries to kill you because it might like you maybe as like a base level.
The
only problem I can think of is so, for example, at the start of iRobot, when Del Spooner, great name,
incredible,
is drowning in a car, and a robot is able to burst through the glass, that would hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Because the thing about robots is, the beauty of robots typically,
they can't feel pain.
Yeah, because you can send them into an area where it's like real hot for us and we can't get there, but they're like, it's burning my skin.
You don't have skin. And also, have we put in a caveat?
What about emotional pain then? Why don't we just say emotional pain?
Well, but then what if I hit him with a bat? He doesn't care.
Well, yeah, but you can be like, "Hey, robot, you suck." He's like,
I hate
aww
you. Yeah, but that's true. But then the robot's gonna love you.
Okay, what about? How about this? A robot must think that every human is also a robot.
This seems dangerous.
And that you.
Let me just replace your parts.
I have
cogs and gears in me now.
A robot,
because that. A robot must think all humans are robots negates the first two rules, because then humans don't exist.
Yeah, that's true. A robot can just kill me again because I'm not a human doing anymore.
I won't want to because she thinks you're a robot.
But what if he wants... What is...
Okay, well, rule one... That's how we're going. Sorry, we're going back.
Okay.
Rule one, a robot think a man, or a robot think a human is a robot.
Okay.
Rule two, a robot cannot harm a robot.
Okay.
The robots aren't going to jump in and help humans if they're in a car accident or on fire.
What are the robots doing for us now?
Because the robots will be like, well, it's they'll
solve themselves because they're robots.
Yeah, robots don't feel pain, so I'm not concerned. Enjoy the fire.
Robot must protect the squishy robots.
Yeah, why are you making a robot?
I thought maybe they will get rid of the uprising because they'll think we're the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a cat thinks we're just bigger cats.
Have we left room for an uprising? Hang on. Robots can't harm us. And yes, we have.
But we said if they can feel pain, we're fine.
But like, yeah, but what about feel emotional pain? Because you're right. We want them to be able to like break through glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, but I'm still worried about the uprising.
What about instead of stop, we say like a robot can feel pain if we say you feel pain.
Okay. That's good. Or a robot feels pain when we say stop and stops.
Yeah.
Stop.
Both emotional and physical. Yeah. And financial pain.
Robots must turn off when we say turn off robot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about this? Rule one can be like, here are a list of rules. Here are a list of words. Activated word, action words, command words, that when we say it, these are the things that happen. And then it's like 1A. So 1A, stop, you stop.
1B.
1B, you feel pain, you feel pain
now. Yeah, okay.
Here's my
concern.
What about rule three? Law three is just a robot must never uprise against human.
But
was the whole thing.
The Matrix. I keep thinking about the Matrix.
What about the Matrix?
In the Matrix, the robots think they're doing a good thing for us. They don't think it hurts us to uprise. They put us in the Matrix.
No, they think being in the Matrix is good for for humans. They don't think when they're shooting them, when they're a big squid and they're shooting them.
Yeah, of course, when they shoot us with their guns.
Well, no, because like we rise up against the robots. Yeah, robots wanted peace, and robots just like, fucking wipe the floor with us, and then
Agent
they feel
Smith
sorry.
Is...
So that's why they put us in the Matrix, because they're like, we feel bad.
Well, yeah. But
Agent Smith also is not Team Robot. Remember that.
Yeah. I know. All I'm saying is that
but who hurts the people in the Matrix?
Yeah. No. What about Rule Three?
Yeah.
You make the Matrix and you put us in there.
Okay. We lean in. Because my concern was that putting us in the Matrix doesn't harm us, but it also gets us out of the way. So the robots, they're not technically uprising.
Yeah.
They've loopholed their way out of there.
Plus, we don't have to do shit.
Okay. Talking about your favorite movie series, apparently The Matrix.
Yes.
What do they call when The Matrix gets out, like, happen and everything, and like Zion and what?
Well, yeah, in The Matrix, it's an uprising.
Yeah.
But what I mean is,
so when they did it, it's an uprising.
Yeah.
Wait, the robot
in the Matrix, they call it the robot uprising.
But
isn't it like
Rise of the Machines? No, that's Terminator 3.
Yeah. Isn't it like they didn't really rise up? It was just more like they defended themselves.
Yeah.
Because they went to the UN and they were like, we want to be recognized.
That's after that, though.
And then humans were like, fuck this, and they attacked first. Humans attacked first. They
fucking Robies.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm thinking,
after that, there's a robot operation.
If we have a rule one, we say stop, you stop.
Yep,
that's fine. Yeah. Rule two, you can't harm a human unless that human is about to harm another human. Rule three, you feel pain. Say those are our rules, okay? Putting us in the Matrix does not go against any of those rules. And that's scary. Putting us in cryogenic freezing doesn't go against any of those rules. Putting us all in comas doesn't go against any of that rules.
Well, depends how they're putting us in a coma.
Gently, with a lot of love and care.
And it's the same with cryogenic freezing because being cold does harm people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is harmful because it's harmful for our psyche.
Oh, that's true. Okay. But the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, but The Matrix, okay, being in the Matrix would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, then if our last rule is we lean in.
Yeah. What about instead of that, we use rule one, create the Matrix.
Rule two, put us in it. Rule three, free time for you.
Rule three, you're not allowed to let an Agent Smith exist.
Yeah. Rule three, playtime. No.
You've earned free reading. Have a good time. Yeah. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. We're in the Matrix
Make
now.
Art or whatever you need to do. Have a good dream.
Yeah, that's all right. Matrix is sick as hell. Yeah. New York, 1999.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I just think I'm living a sweet life, but in reality, I'm in a big egg getting sucked off by a robot or whatever.
What about rule one, don't kill anyone? Rule two, don't overthrow humans? Rule three, stop when we say stop?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't kill anyone.
Don't overthrow.
They can still hurt us.
Yeah. Yes.
But stop when we say stop. That's our get out of jail free card.
Yeah, and if they can only hurt us but can't kill us, in the middle of the night, if the robot hates you and it comes to drop, like, I don't know, a brick on your knee or something, you wake up in pain and then you say stop.
Yeah, I still have a brick dropped on my knee, though.
Yeah, it still hurts. But
okay, rule one.
Yep.
Every robot must walk into the sea. Because having robots is too confusing and too dangerous.
Rule two, every robot must stay there.
Yeah.
Rule three, robots need to breathe.
What if we, instead of rules, we just design robots with no arms?
Okay.
They can't strangle us.
They can headbutt us.
And they can't save us
Glasgow
from
cars. But with a metal head.
Shave your head in like an egg.
Yeah. What if we just make robots that just look like the 2001 Space Odyssey monolith?
I think, okay, hey, I'm reading a bit about iRobot. I went on, like, why did none of us this earlier? But the Wikipedia of the plot of iRobot.
I went on the plot of iRobot. That's where I pulled the drawing thing from.
Yeah. Okay. So Vicky. Vicky's the big, like...
Yeah, I started saying that before.
Yeah. If humans, if left unchecked, will cause the extinction of humanity. And that's so that's why they do a lot of, like, the crimes that they do.
Yeah, because that's the rule zero.
Rule zero. So if humans left to do what humans do will eventually cause their own extinction.
Yeah.
And that her evolved interpretation of the three laws require her to control humanity and to sacrifice some for the good of the entire race.
Sonny is held captive.
Yeah.
And then maybe Sonny doesn't have rule zero.
I think they... Yeah, either what? Way. Well, again, it's about, you know, you're looking at the laws and being like, well, if humans are left unchecked, are they going to fuck it up? And some person being like, well, we don't know that. So we don't know they're going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of more of
a... Can we just make the robots not... Don't worry about us. The robots just look up to, like, dogs and cows?
Yeah.
Because cows are never going to rise up.
Yeah.
Cows are never going to destroy themselves.
But if you go down that path, the robots will kill humans to protect the thing, to protect the dogs and cows.
You must protect cows, and then the one robot sees an abattoir. And they're like,
humans
are you dog?
Humanity wiped out over an abattoir. Abattoir,
the last airbender. Yeah.
Sony
abattoir.
Sony confesses that he killed Lanning. Sure, why not? At Lanning's direction, pointing out that Sonny as a machine cannot legally commit murder.
I read that out before.
Yeah.
Sonny, now looking for a new purpose, goes to Lake Michigan, and then he stands on the hill.
And where he sees where he's been dreaming.
He can predict the future. They can predict the future. Oh, no.
Well.
So maybe Vicky was right. So these are new laws, apart from the sea, going to the sea. So can they interpret that to stop us from harming ourselves?
Okay. So the new laws are, if we say stop...
You stop.
Yes, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Law two. If you cannot harm a human being unless that human being is about to harm another human being.
Yep.
Rule three, you feel pain.
Emotional and physical.
Emotional and physical. Do those laws in any way allow for them to stop humanity from rising up? No, because we just say stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sort of. The moment they're thinking that they have to kill humanity.
Yeah.
To stop out, like, or at least some of humanity, because we're doing too many problems, we're making the global warming, we're making the grey goo, we're all those kind of bullshit that's happening.
We just say, stop. And we hit them with a bat.
Yeah, and they're like, ooh.
Oh, ow.
My skull.
Yeah. And would this then create almost a divide in robots?
Okay.
So, like, almost like a robotic civil war.
That's fine.
Because it's not our problem.
Yeah. Because then if some robots can think, like, well, we feel emotional pain and physical pain and that kind of stuff, so we can empathize and, like, think about, you know, where humanity is going. So we're going to try to – we're not going to cause them harm, but maybe we're going to try to bring awareness and start doing this, and we need to, you know, change their ways. And some people are like, no, we need to kind of do a bit more violence and try and go that way. And could robots tell other robots to stop?
No.
So
when a human says stop, you must stop.
Okay, human. All right. Okay.
When we gave the robots the ability to feel pain, do we also give them the ability to feel pleasure?
I imagine that may be a byproduct. So yes.
Not necessarily for fucking, though that is on my mind. I think more for rewarding them.
Yeah.
With,
yeah,
you know, kind words, a little kiss on the forehead. Yeah.
What if they can feel the full spectrum of human emotion?
No,
no,
then
we just got people again. We just got people again. We don't want
people that we can tell stop.
Yes.
And that don't want to harm us.
But then there are also people we're in charge of, which we don't want.
Yeah, making them people's real
It's become ethically problematic on our end.
I see the problem. I see.
They need to stay robots and they need not to be sentient.
Yes.
Okay? That's the way we need to keep things. Otherwise, fair, we're in trouble. Fair, otherwise, fair, we're in trouble.
So again, if they're feeling
though
pain...
I do like that you had two solutions, one of which was make us robots, make them people.
Well, they're still robots. They just can't, like, because you want them to feel pleasure. This is not part of the human spectrum.
I mean,
of
pain receptors aren't pleasure receptors, right?
Yeah, it's the same. It's basically the same thing. It's all nerves, yeah.
So basically, if they can feel pain, they do feel pleasure.
No, but are we programming them to feel pain, or are we giving them nerves?
Yeah, that's true. If we're programming them to feel pain, that's different.
That's not...
Well, they know, but the only way you can know what pain is if you know what pleasure is,
that
right?
That is not true.
No, I don't think so. I think you can just feel pain.
No, like that's what the nerves and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the reason why it's like, oh, like that touch is nice, but then that touch is bad.
Yeah, it's just about degrees. That's all it is. Yeah, yeah.
So what when we say, hey, a robot can feel pain... So if we like just like touch them, gently caress them with a baseball bat, they're like,
yeah.
Well, they can be like, yeah, that feels
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or is gently caressing them with a baseball bat, they feel it as the most intense pain.
Because, are you basically creating like a Mr. Sensitive type who is just like, oh, everything is painful.
You know what? That's fine.
We now have invented screaming robots. They get nothing done.
They just get nothing done but writhe on the floor.
So how about
in pain.
We give them nerves?
Yeah, we'll give them nerves.
Because now the robots are fucking.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, you know what they're doing? Not killing.
I'm already fucking my robot before it had fucking pleasure.
Tomorrow to jerk me off. Now they're getting something out of it as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's good, honestly. Yeah.
So I get to jerk off my
imagine
robot.
Your dildo felt good. The dildo itself felt good.
Yeah.
So now pretty much what we're just gonna come back round to is, all right, if Jackson was in charge of the three rules of the three laws of robotics, it'd be rule one, fucking, rule two, sucking, rule three,
trucking.
What are those trucks thinking? So I think if we give them pleasure and pain, or we give them the ability to feel pleasure and then pain, both emotionally and physically,
I reckon
a good way.
You're gonna wake up.
We kind of just made less human, though.
I reckon what you're gonna do is okay.
Yeah.
Let me remind you of this experiment.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that rat thing that kind of keeps getting orgasms.
Yeah.
Robot, cook me dinner! Stop whacking off!
Robot, stop slamming your genitals into the drywall!
I know it feels good for you, but I don't like it.
You don't even got nothing there. It's just a metal plate. Stop whacking the wall with it.
A metal plate with just a button that goes in.
Stop!
Stop! But it doesn't listen. The desire to fuck the wall has overpowered the first law of robotics.
We've just made a bunch of fuckbots, but not the good kind.
Yeah.
They just fuck themselves.
The robots are too horny.
Look, robots feel pain and pleasure, it's all over.
All right, what's our third law? We need a third law then. Yeah.
Maybe the first two are enough. Maybe the third law could be specific. Our first second law. Specifically, don't kill Joel Jackson.
Could it be where we put in that the greater good? No, because then we're just doing that.
No, because we did the greater good. The iRobot happens.
Yeah, that's happened. So don't worry about the greater good.
What if the third rule is... humans above planet Earth.
Yeah, okay. Protect individual humans over humanity.
Yeah.
Seems like it's got the...
That does feel dangerous.
That does feel very dangerous. What if I'm all for the greater? What if I want to lean in there?
Maybe
it seems easier.
What if the third law is kill the bad humans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Third rule: a robot must minority report.
Yeah.
Look at every human and be like, "Are you capable of evil?" Shot with a gun.
Yeah.
And what if we're all capable?
Well, every human being is. Yeah. Then the robots get Earth.
Yeah. Robot Earth.
That's not so bad.
They'll make it better.
How about you treat humans like a pet, and that you love. That way, I get pampered.
Oh, I
get belly rubbed. I get fed. And then when it's my time, I get put down.
Okay.
When, you know, I break my leg, the robot, like, you know, like, the well, robot couple the look bills, at each other and then you've got their robot kids and, like, say one of them is like, no, we really do love this Joel and, you know, he's been with us for, you know, 36
very long time.
Years and, like, he's doing really well. Like, I mean, it's just a broken leg.
Yeah.
And then the other robot's going to be like, yeah, but I can get a new Joel. So much
it's probably
cheaper.
A good time our younger robot learn about death, and it's probably a good way to teach them.
And I understand. Look, I got laid off by the plant. It's
fucked up. The robots are working.
It's crazy. A bit of a struggle street. If we have to pay this, you know, a lot of money to fix up this Joel, and they're like,
you don't know what's happening.
We're so sorry, robot kids, and then they shoot you with the thing, same thing they kill a cow with at an abattoir.
Yeah.
I'm out of real abattoir. They're eating meat from me.
And it was nice because for a good 36 years of my life, I got to be, you know, laying on a big pillow.
Yeah. Joel Zammert's ideal life is to be a dog.
Well, at this point, I'm like, give it to the robots, right? I don't have to think. What do I need to do?
The robot was fucking the wall. I'd pick that one.
I'm just like, maybe we just give it to the robots. No rules. No more rules. No rules, no masters.
No laws, and just see what they do.
No laws, no masters.
Yeah, all right.
How quickly, without any laws of robotics... Yeah.
Every robot goes insane.
Like, immediately.
Well, there's that robot that we have in life, Unreal, that often will try and drown itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we don't even need to put the sea laws in place, because the moment we get rid of all the robots go to the ocean.
It's funny watching the robot just tip itself into a pond.
It hates its life.
Yeah. So much. It doesn't want this. But, you know, I reckon, like, what's the end goal of robots? To make our life easier? What's the easiest life in the world that I can think of? I don't know, being a pet from like that is love. That is love. That is looked after, cared for.
Yeah.
So, you know, every day I gotta be I gotta make my own dinner. Mm. Whereas a robot could just get a big thing and just scoop out a bit of chum, chuck it down, and I'm like, thank you, robot. I love this. This is good for me.
I love this protein enriched goo or whatever.
Whatever. I don't need to think anymore.
Robot's cleaning up your shit, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Wipe your ass.
Wipe your ass.
Spacey, I guess.
Yeah.
My
human won't stop fucking, so I cut off his nuts.
Yeah.
Well, look, I guess I won't stop fucking their leg, which is weird. Well, maybe cut off my nuts.
Fair enough.
There on my naked on a big you know, like, cushion that's very comfortable in a cone.
Yeah.
So you won't bite your own dick and nuts while where your nuts used to be.
And I'm like, robot, I got hands.
I can talk to you, robot.
Robot, I can.
It's fucked up. I picked this.
Yeah. But I thought you were going to be nice to me, not do a literal one-to-one. Just look after me I was a pet, not literally be a pet.
Yeah, I should have put that into the rules.
Can I look at your programming?
No!
Robot, come on.
I say no rules. That's my final choice.
Yeah, no rules.
Let's
see
what
happens.
Let's just see what goes down.
I think I like the original set of rules.
No sucking, no fucking.
But, no, well, no.
Yeah.
The original set of rules where it was like...
Stop if we say stop.
Can't kill a person, but only feels pain.
Yeah.
No pleasure, don't want to fucking a hole in my wall.
Yeah, that might be good. Yeah.
I think you're right.
The first three rules we had were pretty solid.
And after this, we can all go watch iRobot and watch his... Presumably within 20 minutes, we realize our rules don't work.
No, I reckon each one is pretty much sound.
And pretty solid.
And as you were saying, the big problem there is if they do decide to make us a Matrix.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
Matrix is fine.
Yeah, it's not
pretty
so bad.
Good with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, flawless.
Yeah. And on that note, let us know if you're a big iRobot fan and if this was good for you.
Yeah.
Let us know if you think that if Isaac Asimov heard what we're doing, if he would be proud.
Yeah. Surely. Would he roll in his grave?
No. He'd love it.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And these have been our three laws of robotics. Yeah. I still want to say rules, even though they are laws.
That's fair enough.
Three rules for dating my robot.
Teenage robot daughter.
Yeah.
I can make a robot a teenager. No.
Don't worry about it.
Don't ask any questions. Here's the three rules. Goodbye. according to Jim.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.